It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3 on the phone with us with our very first AT&T Morning Line interview of this year, Caitlin Fish. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be with you guys.
So we haven't spoken to you before. You're the Director of Communications and Special Projects Coordinator for the Kentucky Derby Museum. How are you liking your new gig?
I am loving my new gig. The Derby Museum is such a wonderful place to work and, of course, a wonderful place to visit as well. It's been a great couple of months now that I've been with them and really looking forward to Derby this year.
Now, you're not unfamiliar to the fleur-de-lis, even though you're new to Louisville. Can you explain that?
This is true. I was born and raised down in New Orleans, which folks may not think it's similar to Louisville, but it is in a sense. And I love calling Louisville home. It's been a wonderful, I guess, 4 years now that I've lived in this city, and it's going to be home forever. I'm putting down roots. I love it.
Now, with you being new to the museum, what is something that maybe folks who are new to the area or if they've not been in a long time, what caught your eye when you very first came in? What should somebody make sure they see at the Derby Museum?
So one of my favorite things that we have going on right now is a limited time exhibit that's only going to be here for a few more months, and it's called our Right to Ride exhibit, and it showcases all of the female jockeys in the sport of horse racing, which you don't get to hear about very often. And so this is a really wonderful thing that we've had going on for a couple months now. It was pretty new when I started and still new for folks to see, especially if they haven't been in a while, and showcases all these fabulous ladies who have helped make horse racing and the Derby what it is. And so that's a great one that I think folks will really enjoy seeing that may not have gotten to see before.
And what can you tell us about the Derby Museum's socially distanced opportunities for the spring and summer?
Yeah, so we've got some amazing opportunities. Of course, 2020 was a tough year for us, but 2021, we are coming back strong. We have had some record attendance days in March, and that means a lot of folks are interested in getting out and seeing us. And what I can tell folks who haven't been in a while is that we are a GBAC Star Certified Facility, which that's a long acronym to basically say we've got the gold star for safety and cleaning protocols. And a lot of your visit at the museum is going to be spent on our historic walking tour around Churchill Downs, which is outside and socially distant, and of course people can feel very safe. And the museum is the only tour provider for any access to Churchill Downs, so you got to come through us to see that, and we're really proud of everything that we can offer folks in a really safe way.
If folks want more information, what's the best site for them to click on and follow?
Sure thing, at derbymuseum.org, or you can follow us on any of your social media channels, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, that Derby Museum, and we've got all the information you need. Feel free to ask questions. I run the social media, so I'm always the one replying and helping folks out when they need an answer to something.
All right, that is Caitlin Fish from the Kentucky Derby Museum. Thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you, guys. Really happy to be with you.
It's Brian and Tricia, and it's the 2021 AT&T Morning Line.